Focus on flowers. I collect vintage books on flower arranging and have just been reading one that was published in 1957 by Better Homes and Gardens, and some of the ideas make me almost nostalgic. One suggestion the author gives for Thanksgiving is to use a green tablecloth and purple grapes spilling out of a straw cornucopia as a centerpiece, or green grapes with an orange cloth. Another suggestion is to have a low bowl of fruit as a centerpiece, with the admonition that the colors of the fruit should be selected carefully and only a few colors should be used. Fine evergreen foliage and autumn leaves are also suggested to frame a low bowl of chrysanthemums of a single shade that harmonizes or contrasts with the tablecloth. Evergreen foliage does not wilt, so it can be laid right on the table, around the base of any container. My book tells me also to use a small duck decoy or a turkey figurine in the middle of a shallow bowl surrounded by short-stemmed mums. Those who live in warm climates can just scatter yellow garden flowers directly on the tablecloth, and those of us in cold climates can use fruit such as oranges and bright red apples. As you shop for your Thanksgiving groceries this year, visit the floral department of the store. As my book says, flowers and fruits are bounty that remind us of the reason our pilgrim forefathers expressed thanks. Our foremothers probably were the ones that added the decorations to the table, too. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Thanksgiving.